Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Milan, Italy, Greta Privatera is coming out of a kind of coronavirus-induced hibernation.
Yeah. We are actually out from the lockdown right now.
Until last week, Greta, her husband, their two kids and their dog have been under one of the strictest stay-at-home orders in the world. The whole region has. And then last Monday, Greta stepped outside her gate for just the third time since February. Does Italy opening up like this, does it feel like a relief?
Yeah, okay, in a certain way, it is a relief. It's beautiful to walk outside. It's beautiful to have back some of our freedom. I was walking on the street by myself and I was loving it. I was noticing all those things that I forgot about, like, oh, this street I gave my first kiss. In this other street, I dreamt to live in that house. In this other street, there's this beautiful tree.
Greta's getting wistful in this way because she can see the city around her changing. It's no longer the place she grew up, but it's not the insular world she's inhabited for the past couple of months either.
There's a new feeling that I found. That is, also you can have a nostalgia of the lockdown too, in a certain way.
What do you miss?
I miss the quiet. Now I'm back to the sound, like traffic, the cars are back on the streets and I hear beeping, I hear people chatting. Till a week ago, in the morning, I woke up and drank my coffee and went on my backyard and nobody was out. And that was nice. That was something that we didn't have before.
Greta's gone through a metamorphosis, too. When she first went into isolation, she was still wearing her warm woolen sweaters. And when she walked outside last week, she was down to just a t-shirt. It felt freeing.
But in the same time, it's scary too, because you know the virus is still here. So my friend wrote me and said she went out too and she had a panic attack because she doesn't know why. She felt overwhelmed and she doesn't feel safe anymore. And I have that feeling too. Like sometimes I forget what we are going through. And then, bang, something else. Like, you hear a sound of a side of the ambulance. You're like, oh, wait. It's still very dangerous to be out. It's still, like, we can get sick again.
Today on the show, the last time I spoke to Greta, she offered a warning about how bad the coronavirus could be. At the time, Italy led the world in coronavirus deaths. Now the U.S. does. So I called Greta back to talk about what getting back to normal really means. I'm Mary Harris. You're listening to What Next? Stick with us.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
How many days were you in lockdown in your house?
I was like lockdown 58 days.
58?
Yeah, almost 2 months, like almost 60 days. But my kids stopped going to school the 23rd of February. And so I would say the real lockdown for me started the 8th of March. But we started locking down from the 21st of February. Like every day was like saying goodbye to a part of your freedom.
Italy's lockdown orders were much more extreme than what we've seen here. Just leaving the house required you to print out a little permission slip and carry it with you. You'd write that you were, say, on your way to the grocery store. That way, if the police stopped you, you had an excuse. Without one, you might get a ticket.
At the beginning, people could run. That was another big issue, the runners. And people could run, then people couldn't run anymore. And we all were just in the house. And only essential worker could go out. And we all had to wear masks everywhere, outside, in the streets, and in every place. And if you, like, I have to say that now, if you don't wear a mask, they look at you like you are a criminal.
So in Italy, they called this original lockdown phase one. And now you're in phase two, which is this kind of opening up.
Yeah, it's a phase two, but it's funny because on Twitter, they call it phase 1.5.
So why 1.5? Because is it because so many things are still shut down?
Yeah. Because restaurants are closed, bars are closed, and you can do like a pickup, but you cannot go in a restaurant or in a bar. And hairdressers are closed, different stores are closed. So
I saw a photo of people in an Italian restaurant with this plexiglass shield between them. And they had masks. It seemed not Italian to me.
Yeah, that's another thing. We're very touchy, affectionate population. And we like to hug and we talk really close to each other. That's another thing, a very Italian thing. We don't, like, naturally, we do not keep the distance, like the body distance. So that's another, we have to learn how to keep the distance.
Yeah, what was that like? I mean, the first day that restrictions were lifted was last Monday. I just wonder, like, how did you have to catch yourself, like, getting too close to people or like, oh, I want to hug this person, but I can't?
Yeah, like, it was very hard with my parents. With my parents was very hard. Also, my mom, I feel like she doesn't really behave well. She's worse than my children. For example, my younger child, she's two. And as soon as she saw my mom, she ran, like she ran away from us and went to hug my mom. And my mom took her and kissed her. I was like, no, don't kiss her. What are you doing? But at the same time, I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, we are okay with that kind of risk. They stayed at home as much as we did. So I feel like we are safer now than we will be in 2 weeks. That's what I feel.
Huh. So when the restrictions were lifted, were you like at the door at 6 a.m. wanting to get out? Or was it different? Like, what was it like that day when you woke up?
Yeah, it was funny, like the day before, like the night before, we felt a strange excitement and fear. I always tell my mom to be careful because I'm scared for my parents and I feel like they feel safe and it's, I don't know, we're not that safe still. Like yesterday, 380 people died in Italy. Which, like, if you confront with the numbers of a few weeks ago, we touched 1,000 death in a day. So, like, 300, it's not bad. But once I went for work, there was a really bad earthquake in Italy. And 300 people died. And I was there working, like, I was reporting about the earthquake. And I saw 300 people dead in the same place. And it's a huge number.
So it's like you feel like in some ways we're numbed by the enormity of what just happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Like saying 300 or 200, it's good. It's a good number. It is if it's confronted to 1,000, but 300, it's a huge number. We're not still in a good shape, I'd say. And I feel like we opened because it was emotional and a political need. But all the scientists said it's still a little bit too early.
I'm kind of curious about your kids. I mean, when we spoke before, I remember you saying the last time you had gone out was to take them to the playground because you thought, oh, this, it's outside. It's got to be kind of safe. And then you got there and you thought, bad call. What was it like to take them out on Monday?
They were so excited. Like my younger daughter, she didn't want to go back home. And she cried and she cried and she cried. Say, no home, no home. I want to stay out. And they're like, yeah, but it's time to go eat. But she really wanted to stay out, to see something different. She was so excited. And she kept running all around. She was exhausted and she fell asleep like really early. That was the first time she slept early in the last 2 months. And sad thing was that my daughter, she had her birthday the 1st of May, so a few days ago. And she was so sad because she couldn't have any party, and she still can't have any party. She acted okay during the day, and then she said, I have to be honest. I said, what? This party sucks. And they said, I can't understand that. And she said, I tried to be happy and act like it was fun to not do anything special, but it was so sad. And they said yes. And so she said the 4th of May, when the lockdown ended, she said, are we gonna have the party now? And it was hard to say again, no, we still have to wait, but as soon as we will be able to do a party, we'll do a party again. So
are you taking them out like every day just to sort of get them back into the fresh air?
Yeah. Now we're going out every day, like just for a walk. We're not doing anything special because we cannot do anything special, but we go for a walk. We sometimes go to my parents' house. We do not go in their house, but we just pass and say hi. So that's the big things.
Here in the States, there's so much anger that's being reported on. Anger from people who are feeling anxious about the economy and getting back to work. Are you seeing that in Italy too?
I mean, not as I saw in America. Like what we are seeing in America, it's very scary. As I told you before, my husband is from Michigan. So we really were shocked by the images of people protesting in front of the building in Lansing, where the capital of Michigan, and protesting with their guns and screaming crazy things. And no, there's not that kind of things here. There's some anger. Mm-hmm. There's some anger because lots of activities are still closed. Lots of business are still closed. And they do protest sometimes. Like I saw yesterday or 2 days ago, there was a protest in Milan of business owners that were asking to reopen bars and restaurants.
How did that protest look different from what you saw in Lansing?
Oh my God, like the protests were so cool. Like they brought their chair in a big square. They kept the distances, like they kept the meter and a half of distance between the chairs. They sat and they protested like that.
Sounds comfortable.
Sit in their chairs. Yeah, no, like because you cannot have a gathering of people. So they did respect the distances and they tried to like protest and respect the law at the same time. There is horrible things going on, but nothing like the anger I saw in America. And also I hear, and I keep seeing crazy video that sometimes I'm like, I'm reading The Onion or it is real. Like
it feels like that in the United States too sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like I read something about, I don't know if it was in Huntington Beach, California, or somewhere in California.
It was.
Like surfers saying, hey, I don't care. I'm going to surf even if I can't. Like, why? Why? What are you doing? Like, we all have to respect some rules that we don't like. I don't like walking on the street and wearing my mask for an hour and a half. I can't breathe. But there's a doctor that is spending 12 hours saving the life of your mother that is 80 years old with a mask that is three times thicker than mine and is not saying anything. So what are you talking about? We are all in the same terrible, horrible boat. People are dying. It's like we have a way to say this thing in Italy. It's like you are pointing to the moon, but you're watching your finger instead of the moon.
Is that an Italian phrase? I feel like the American phrase is you're missing the forest for the trees.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is important, your finger, but there is the moon behind. I know you're a business owner and you're struggling. I understand that. And I know you have a kid that is in school. I understand that. It's horrible. We're still saving life.
Greta, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, Mary, thank you for talking to me again. And let's talk again when school will reopen.
Greta Privatera is a journalist based in Milan, Italy. Follow her on Twitter. She's at Greta Privatera. And that's the show. We've been asking all of you to give us a call and tell us how your life is changing during the pandemic. Michael from Stone Ridge, New York, called to tell us how he's making ends meet these days, now that his regular work has dried up.
Half of my income is normally derived from being a DJ who primarily plays at weddings from May to October most years. I started looking for other ways to make up that lost income. And interestingly enough, I just got hired yesterday for an online service which performs memorial services for folks who aren't able to have full memorial services and funerals in person. I guess the symbolism of going from in-person celebrations of love and union to virtual celebrations of memorializing those who have passed away is just kind of an intense metaphor for the times.
If you've got a story about how your life is different during this pandemic, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 202-888-2588, or just tweet at me. I'm at Mary's Desk. What Next is produced by Mary Wilson, Jason DeLeon, and Daniel Hewitt. I'm Mary Harris. We'll be back tomorrow with more What Next.
I'm Dahlia Lithwick, and I'm host of Amicus, Slate's podcast about the law and the U.S. Supreme Court. We are shifting into high gear, coming at you weekly with the context you need to understand the rapidly changing legal landscape. The many trials of Donald J. Trump, judicial ethics, arguments and opinions at SCOTUS. We are tackling the big legal news with clarity and insight every single week. New Amicus episodes every Saturday, wherever you listen.